There are those who claim ours is a sick society, that our country is sick, that we are sick. Well, maybe they're right. I submit that I am sick, and maybe you are too. I am sick of having policemen ridiculed and called pigs, while cop killers are hailed as some kind of folk hero. I'm sick of being told that religion is the opiate of the people, but marijuana should be legalized. I am sick of commentators and columnists canonizing anarchists, revolutionaries, and criminal rapists, but condemning law enforcement when such criminals are brought to justice. I am sick of being told that pornography is the right of the free press, but freedom of the press does not include being able to read the Bible on school grounds. I am sick of court decisions which turn criminals loose on society, while other decisions take away my means of protecting my home and family. I am sick of riots, marches, protests, demonstrations, confrontations, and the other mob temper tantrums. I'm sick of hearing the same slick slogans, the cries of people who must chant the same thing over and over again because they haven't the capacity for verbalizing thought. I am sick of not being able to take my family to a movie unless I want to have them exposed to nudity, violence, and the glorification of narcotics. I am sick of cynical attitudes towards patriotism. I'm sick of permissiveness. I'm sick of the dirty, the foul-mouthed, and the unwashed, and I'm sick of dishonest politicians. I am sick of the decline of personal honesty, personal integrity, and human sincerity. We have the greatest nation that man has ever brought forth on the face of this earth. So take note, all of you. You will not find me throwing a rock or a bomb. You will not find me on the replacard. You will not see me take to the streets. You will not find me ranting to wild-eyed mobs. You'll find me at work, paying my taxes, and serving in the community where I live. You'll find me speaking out in support of those officials, institutions, and personalities who contribute to the elevation of society and not to its destruction. Establishments which have shown the true spirit of this country's determination to ease pain, suffering, eliminate hunger, and generate brotherhood. But at the same time, you'll also find me expressing my anger and indignation to elected officials with whose views I do not agree. But most of all, you will find me at the polling place, for there, if you listen, you can hear the thunder of the common man. For there, you will find the foundation of our precious heritage. There, the cornerstone of that which is even more precious than life itself. Freedom. That, my friend, is America. The America I love.
I got those repressed hostility blues here in the heartless city. I'm elbowed and muscled and hustled around by a queer turn of psych. I'm bound to be pleasant to those I dislike. I got those repressed hostility blues, lost in the cruel, cruel city. I'm jostled, maltreated, and cheated in turn by an odd twist of fate. I yearn to be gracious to people I hate. I'm a lonesome, emotional lackey who craves someone to attack. I need a waiter, a waitress, or hacky who promise not to fight back. I got those repressed hostility blues. Here in a no-good city, the anger I'm feeling is all in my mind. Oh, if only I knew some kind of a someone to transfer it to. No good city. The anger I'm feeling is all in my mind. Oh, if only I knew some kind of a someone to transfer it to. Oh, there must be a chump on whom I can dump my repressed hostility blues.
I just can't sleep when I'm counting sheep. When I'm counting sheep, oh, I just can't sleep. I just can't sleep when I'm counting sheep. Counting sheep, oh, I just can't sleep. 102, 103, 104, 105, hello there. 107, 108, 109, I just can't sleep. Hello there. How's the one? How's the two? How's the three? How's the four? How's the five? How's the six? No, no, I just can't sleep. I just can't sleep when I'm counting sheep. When I'm counting sheep, oh, I just can't sleep. Oh, I just can't sleep. I can't sleep. I can't sleep. I can't sleep. I can't sleep. No, I can't sleep.
Hi, I'm Dr. WebMD. Can I have your name, please?
It's Jake.
And your email and zip code.
They're optional.
Great. So what brings you in here today?
Well, you're free.
Too embarrassed to see a real doctor?
You got me. What is it, Doc?
You have cancer.
How could you possibly know that?
Oh, I tell everyone they have cancer. Why? What seems to be the problem, besides the cancer?
I've been going to the gym more lately, and the upper part of my shin really hurts.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, okay. What if I just say my shin hurts?
See? Told you. Cancer.
I really don't think I have cancer.
Well, nobody ever thinks they have cancer. The symptoms can take many different forms, such as throbbing in head, runny nose, mild cough, stress, or one of 14 other things. Do you eat vegetables?
Yes.
13 other things. But I have to tell you, 8 of them are STDs.
What should I do?
Xanoplex?
Jesus! No!
Tell you what, I'm gonna write you a prescription for 10 tips on how to have a healthy summer. Don't forget to bring a beach ball. See my nurse on the way out. She can recommend some great beach ball clinics on the west side.
How does that help my shin?
For a more complete examination, please see a doctor.
What are you?
I really think that you should use some Xanoplex. You just take a small dab, rub it on your belly.
Enough with the Xanoplex.
Sorry about that. They're one of my sponsors.
You know what? I'm leaving.
And who are you going to see? You don't have health insurance.
I guess it starts acting up mostly when I'm going up the stairs.
It's definitely AIDS.
Your molecular structure is really something fine. A first-rate example of functional design. That cosmic undulation is steady coming through. Your molecular structure, baby, me and you. Your cellular organization is really something choice. Electromagnetism about to make me lose my voice. Got all my circuits open, my system's reading go. Your cellular organization, baby, stop the show. Molecular structure is really something swell. A high frequency modulated Jezebel. Thermodynamically, you're getting to me. Your molecular structure, baby. Ooh wee.
Splatter, the gallbladder splatter. Gallbladder now, splatter.
Poop
one between your toes. Use a tooth, blow your nose.
Splatter the gallbladder, splatter the gallbladder.
Line them up in five rows, it's rubbery like a hose.
Splatter the gallbladder, splatter the gallbladder.
Put it in your chili, eat now or you'll be silly.
Splatter the gallbladder, splatter the gallbladder.
You're dying right there, heavily. The appellations are really heavy.
Splatter the gallbladder, splatter the gallbladder.
Splatter! Keep one on your boat, yes, gallbladder, they really do float.
Splatter the gallbladder, splatter the gallbladder.
Use it to write a note or read the song the gallbladder wrote.
Splatter the gallbladder, splatter the gallbladder.
And if you think it's for the birds, then you're gonna fight the blood over words.
Splatter the gallbladder, splatter the gallbladder.
It only makes his voice like tourist mode of orange and eat for nuts.
Splatter the gallbladder, splatter the gallbladder.
Splatter! We got better now, splatter the gallbladder. He's solution. He will start a revolution.
Splatter the gallbladder.
Singing the song of pollution. Here's the next step of evolution.
Splatter the gallbladder.
The gallbladder is very small, and he wishes that he was tall.
Splatter the gallbladder.
He wants to live in a mall. Kick him out and spit on the wall.
Okay, hello. How are you? I hope you're healthier than some of the people we're going to be singing about today. There's a good reason for this show. First of all, formalities. Hi, this is KBC. This is the Biz Lab. All right, that's it. And this past weekend, my wife and I went up to Maine. We went up there to attend the graduation of our niece. Our niece is very, we're very proud of our niece. She's the first one in the family to walk erect, and she graduated from college this week. So we went up there. And the day before, on Friday, my wife was attacked and beaten severely by her own gallbladder. And wound up spending a couple of days in the hospital in Maine. I swear she would do anything to stay in Maine for a couple of days. And that's what she did. So that's what inspired today's festivities. The fact that we tend to take our health for granted, and we shouldn't do that. Not with the cost of insurance, or just the availability of insurance being what it is. So in that spirit, we started with Al Alberts, I Am a Sick American, and there's no insurance for his kind of problem. Katie Lee, after that, The Repressed Hostility Blues. Johnny and the Babas, I Can't Sleep. Something from I couldn't find out who that was, but it was from the Adult Swim on Nick at Night, or whatever that channel is. Dr. WebMD. Stay away from WebMD, folks. It's really not good for you. Mose Allison, Your Molecular Structure. Internal Gerbil and Gallbladder, explaining what the gallbladder does. And Morbid Abortion, Splatter the Gallbladder. And my wife had a pleasant stay in Eastern Maine Medical Center in Bangor, Maine, whereupon they removed her entire gallbladder. We brought it home with us. We have it in a little box. We're thinking of getting it bronzed, but I don't think so. So that's what brought up today's festivities. What can I tell you? It was an interesting trip, and she's all right. She's absolutely fine now. A little sore, but it's amazing. They do these things arthroscopically now. They stick little tubes into you instead of slicing you open. When I had my kidney removed, they sliced me open, but good. And had to remove the thing, which was apparently the size of a small child. But they can't do that arthroscopically, but they can do other things like that. So thank God for medical advances. Thank fucking God for insurance. If you are covered by medical insurance, thank your lucky stars, because it's getting to the point where it's a dying thing. Don't get me started on that. We have medical issues to deal with here today. So allow me to call on my doctor friends, and we'll ask their opinion. And I'll be back. See you soon. Bye.
Every time I try. I feel all right. Yes, I begin to feel all right now. Splash! Yeah, I tell you, everything's gonna be all right. Splash!
Attracts every other pancreas in the universe with a force proportional to the product of their masses, and inversely proportional to the distance between them.
Woo, 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 woo.
Don't you know you gotta flow, pancreatic juice. Flow into the duodenum, won't you? Flow, pancreatic juice. Flow into the duodenum, won't you?
Insulin, glucagonic
juice
coming from the islands of Longyearbyen's. Insulin,
glucagonic juice
coming from the islands of Longyearbyen's. Insulin, glucagonic juice coming from.
Yeah. Check, GSOP Productions. Bringing the function. Appalachian Junction. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why. This is why. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why. This is why. This is why we clock. We clock. cause the firing just wouldn't stop. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. We clock cause the firing just wouldn't stop. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. Dollar, this is why I clock. My meds are out of whack. Help me get them right to avoid a heart attack. But first, can you please make sure and follow these procedures we've set up for damn statistics. The first thing you should know, they're called the safety dopes. It's not just us telling you, they come from Jayco. So if you want your flow to be nice and calm, pay attention to our words and follow along.
Warfarin and heparin, just to name a few. Or to use them safely, this is what you do. Gotta educate the patient, tell them what you know. How the meds work to maintain their blood flow. Use 4-unit dose, pre-filled syringe. Mixed infusion bags to get the meds in. If anybody tells you that you should not follow these rules, tell them this is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why. This is why. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why. This is why. This is why we clock. We clock 'cause the fiber just wouldn't stop. This is why. This is why. This is why we clock. We clock 'cause the fiber just wouldn't stop.
On a minute, we're not finished yet. Describing the goals that need to be met. People taking heparin, everyone and all, need to be monitored by hospital protocol. Every patient's different, no one's the same. The hospital needs to step up the game. Learn the patient's name, provide specific care, so you can minimize the time they'll be there.
When I do drink heparin intravenously, use infusion pump to maintain consistency. Before starting warfarin, gotta get an INR. Make sure it's in range before you go too far. If anyone tells you that you should not follow these rules, tell them this is why we clock.
This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. We clock cause the firing just wouldn't stop. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. We clock cause the firing just wouldn't stop. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock.
A specialist needs to review your diet. Dark leafy greens,
just don't buy it.
Hospital needs to track what they're doing. Keep up to date on all the new schooling. Follow the chest, practice guidelines, so Jacob doesn't hit you with a bunch of fines. Every now and then, just to be safe, the hospital should measure and evaluate the safety practices and strive to improve. Gotta stay on this game, oh. We like to rhyme and learn something new. As health professionals, we'll do what you do.
This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why we clock. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. We clock cause of five and just wouldn't stop. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock. We clock cause of five and just wouldn't stop. This is why, this is why, this is why we clock.
And we're out. GSOP Entertainment, y'all. We're the selfish.
Selfish, y'all.
Biggest swords in the ocean.
GSOP Records.
Holla!
You better pay attention for sure, cause there's a lot of stuff about this drug you need to procure. Its name is Coumadin, it has many indications. Its use is paramount in anticoagulation.
Coumadin, Coumadin, rock to the beat. By the end of the jam, your knowledge will be complete.
Okay. I take Coumadin, so my blood be thin. I can't take products with aspirin or NSAIDs like ibuprofen. Instead, need to take acetaminophen. Take a therapeutic dose at any rate. An INR of 2 to 3 is usually great, but you better stay away from several spinach plates. Otherwise, you might tend to coagulate.
Coumadin, Coumadin, this is my ode. I call my doctor when I saw black stools on the commode. Coumadin, Coumadin, protect against the clot, cause they like to happen when my blood is thick like snot.
tablets of 1 milligram, 2, 2.5, 3, and 4. Lots of combinations because they're individually scored. 5, 6, 7.5, and a 10. Slightly higher doses that will keep your blood within. For a DVT, it can be really fine. But remember, it's metabolized by CYP2C9.
Okay.
That will affect drugs like phenytoin and macrolides. Adjust the dose so you might take a coffin for a ride.
Coumadin, you're highly protein bound. Too much free in my plasma could be harmfully profound. Coumadin, inhibit clot cascade. Keep an eye on my kid factors and make sure they all behave.
You gotta take one pill.
You gotta pop one pill.
You gotta take one every day.
Okay. Being non-compliant
could cause you to stroke. That could ruin your day.
Coumadin, you could be my friend. Except for the fact you're an established teratogen. So you can't take this drug if you're pregnant with a baby. And once it's born, breastfeeding's still a maybe.
So call your doctor if your stools are tarry. Bleeding gums, bloody noses, lots of bruises, that's alarming.
What?
Coumadin, you're prone to be hemorrhaging. But you're safer and more efficacious than heparin.
So I hope you've learned something from this song. If not taken correctly, things could go wrong. That's how you take this life-saving medication. So spread the word through this hip-hop education.
A hip,
that's what I said.
Used to party all night
to the Grateful Dead.
Used to wear ripped jeans,
psychedelic ties.
I used to love finding things I could criticize.
My hair was long,
it grew to my knees.
People said I was carrying
a disease. Imagine my reaction, I was appalled when I looked in the mirror. So I'm going bald. Contemplated suicide.
Doctor, help me quit.
Said I can't help you, son, cause you're not really sick.
Said there's nothing he could do, nothing to say. But have I thought about a toupee?
Yeah, that's what I need, right? Oh God. It's definitely getting thinner in the back. It's definitely getting thinner in the back and in the front. Oh God.
Oh, come on, honey. You know I still think you're really sexy.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Please tell me I'm not going bald. But if it's true, God, then I trust you. Just a little time to adjust.
Last night I had the strangest dream. I dreamt I looked like Mr. Clean.
My mother said I better wed.
Pretty soon I'm gonna be a co-head.
Okay, what do I do? What am I gonna do? I know. I'm going really long on the side and just kind of comb it over. Yeah, that's right. I'll just comb it over. Oh God, what if it's windy? What will I do if it's windy?
I know. I'll wear a hat. Yeah, I'll wear a hat, nobody'll notice. Yeah, and I'll grow a beard. Yeah, I'll wear a hat and grow a beard. And I'll wear shades, that's it, I'll wear shades.
How you doing, Hank?
Hey, Dr. Stewart. Okay.
I had a look at your biopsy and your x-rays. Have you been involved in any kind of domestic quarrels or altercations recently?
Yeah, actually, I mean, my girlfriend and I had a pretty big fight a few weeks ago.
Okay.
You know, she said some things, I said some things.
Okay.
But I think things are better now.
I'm afraid not, Hank. I took a look at your charts, and at first I thought there was a mistake.
What is it?
It appears your girlfriend has ripped you a new asshole.
Oh my God.
And from what I can tell from looking at your biopsy, it seems your girl also broke your balls. Just totally broke your balls.
I can't believe this.
I can stitch up your new butthole, but you're going to have to let those scars to your groin heal with time. You've been badly whipped. Pussy whipped.
This is a nightmare.
Hank.
I'm going to give you a 3-month prescription of Testimax.
Testimax? What is that?
It's a great new medicine designed for men with underdeveloped testicular capacity.
Does it work?
Ask your doctor if it's right for you.
I am. I'm asking you.
Well, I'm saying it's right for you.
What does it do?
As it fortifies your testicles with the nutrients you lack, Testimax protects you against overly assertive females.
How many can I take right now?
Whoa. Side effects include hair loss, hair lip, rage, ass eyes, octopus breath, and blue balls.
How long until I'm the verbally abusive one?
Allow 3 weeks for maximum abusiveness. Results may vary in men with soft skin, smelly taints, and the devil's red curly hair.
I've been waiting out there for an hour. Are you and Dr. Pussyface done giving each other rectal exams? Come on, I have an appointment in 20 minutes. You can put your pants on in the car.
You shut your bitch mouth, or I swear I will kick you in the fucking tits.
Now that's fast relief.
Fuck yourself! Thanks, Testimax.
Testimax, grow a pair.
The next is a song that discusses the subject rarely mentioned in folk music. Minor surgery. Well, I went to see my doctor. I said, Doc, I can't pay my bills. The rent's all spent, the truck's got a dent, and I think I'm getting the chills from being forced to sleep alone. You see, this house just ain't no home. I can't afford no kids, my life is on the skids, 'cause my woman says leave me alone. Unless you get a vasectomy, you ought to get a vasectomy. Just one little male alteration can keep us from another altercation. Get a
vasectomy.
You ought to get a vasectomy.
Oh, what a vast difference there could be.
Well, the next thing I know, I'm laying on the table with a light shining in my eyes. They strap my wrists, they strap my ankles, and they double strap my thighs. The nurses were a-giggling and I was a-wiggling most uncomfortably, when the doc walked in with a perverted grin, and here's what he said to me.
It only hurts for a little while, that's what they tell me. That's what they say.
Oi! Oh! Ay! Oh. Well, it's 2 weeks later and I feel a little better. My mind is more at ease. The rent's still spent, the truck's got a dent, but my woman's no longer a tease. And even down at the office, there is a lot more interest in me. The girls all grin when I walk in, and brother, they mean to please. A man with a
vasectomy,
you ought to get a
vasectomy.
Like a fun-kissed orange, I've been squeezed, 'cause it's all juice and there's no seed. With a
vasectomy,
you ought to get a
vasectomy. Oh, what a vast difference, it's beginning to make a little sense. Oh, what a vast difference there could.
Here is the part that I like the most. It takes the danger out of being close.
Oh, what a vast difference there could.
They snip those little suckers right in two, and they clamp them off with super glue.
Oh, what a vast difference there could be.
Okay, we will sit down quietly, please. The doctor will be with you shortly. I would advise you just take off your clothes right now while we're waiting. Ladies, if you have questions about your breasts, send me a picture. I'll tell you all about them. We started that set with Butch Hancock and The Boogie Disease, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, a classic, an absolute classic, the Constipation Blues from Screamin' Jay, Weird Al Yankovic and Pancreas. A couple things I found on YouTube. I don't know why I do this for you, but I do. GSOP Entertainment, I think that's who it was, and that was This Is Why We Clot. Doctors have strange senses of humor out there, and I found a bunch of very bizarre medically themed videos on YouTube, and in the future we'll get to them at some point, unless you can talk me out of them first. After that, the Coumadin Rap, also from YouTube, Josh Pendley and Greg Stajic, S-C-A-J-I-C-H, I don't know. Mickey G and the Chrome Domes, Growing Bald, Nathan Block, Testimax, that's right, friends, ask your insurance company if Testimax is right for you, and the Limelighters, Vasectomy. So we're not going to go there, all right? We're going to go back to fun-type music and, you know, some medical things that you probably haven't thought of, and some that you have. So I'd advise you to, like I said, take your clothes off and hang out. The doctor will be with you shortly.
Fancy diet plans have got your head a-swimming, and everything you eat must be approved by Richard Simmons. Stop eating that bird seed, friend, cause what you really need is a procedure guaranteed not to impede your need to feed. Liposuction, liposuction, the new immediate weight reduction plan. Trade in the hand you've been dealt and get surgically svelte at your friend the neighborhood liposuction man. If you've abandoned exercising, your gut keeps getting viester, your thighs are growing oversized, and your butt's gone off to pasture. If you want a new demeanor and you're keen on getting leaner, then your remedy is an MD with a fancy vacuum cleaner. Liposuction, liposuction, the new immediate weight reduction plan. Take the fat cells from your hips, put them in Barbara Hershey's lips at your friendly neighborhood liposuction man. Yeehaw!
Here we go. If your waistline is a surgeon and in need of some reversion, and your overall weight spurgeon's getting on the verge of perversion, I'm encouraging an excursion to go searching for a surgeon and get your emergency purging of the burgeoning fat emerging from your chin. Liposuction, liposuction, the new immediate weight reduction plan. Get your torso reformatted, get a nose job while you're at it, at your friendly neighborhood liposuction man. Make your ass 12 inches thinner and be home in time for dinner at your friendly neighborhood liposuction man. Well, the doctor's bill may vex ya, but it sure beats anorexia. At your friendly neighborhood liposuction man.
I get the hiccup. Well, every time I gotta tease my baby, I get the hiccup. Well, my head starts to rattle, my knees start to shake, my whole inside starts to quiver and quake. Now my baby won't leave me a day, because of hiccup. Well, oh my, the way she thrills me. Well, I love her so much, it almost kills me. Well, my head starts to rattle, my knees start to shake, my whole inside. Now my baby won't give me a day, because of hiccup. Oh yes, yes. Yes.
wake up with her, oh my, the way she threw me. Well, I love her so much, it almost killed me. But when my head starts to rattle, my knees start to shake, my whole inside starts to quiver and quake. Now my baby wanna give me a date, because he hiccups, well, oh my. Doggone these doggone hiccups. Oh, doggone. Aw, oh, heck.
What the woman? That garbage truck just swerved and splattered me against the pavement. I'm all crushed up, Frankie. It's very painful. I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Willie. But if you want to talk about some pain, the other day I was down at my workshop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I took one of them linoleum knives.
Yeah.
And I spread my toes apart and started sawing back and forth and back and forth. And then I took a little bottle of that,
Tabasco sauce?
Yeah. And I just sprinkled it in between my toes.
Yeah.
Kokomo, Bokomo, talk about a hot foot.
Sounds painful.
It was. I hate when I do that.
I know what you mean. It's like the other day, I had nothing to do, so I grabbed one of those,
meat thermometers?
Yeah, and I shoved it into my ear, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go. Well, it only went in about 3 inches, so I took one of those,
ball peen hammers?
Right, and I gave it a few extra whacks, you know, boy, is that painful. Ooh!
Ow!
Ow! I hate when that happens.
Come on, boy.
I hate when I do that.
I know what you mean. It's like the other day. I was in my bathroom, not doing nothing, just smelling the drain in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled down my pants, and then this, and I grabbed one of them,
double-edged disposable razors?
Yeah. And I start shaving my hiney, you know?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I got nicked up pretty good after about 20 minutes, so I ran into my,
foyer?
Yeah, and I squatted in a bowl of gin. Holy moly, talk about a spoon fest.
I know what you mean, pal. I was in the kitchen, you know, just eating an anchovy on a cruller. So I took my,
self-cutting movie projector?
Yeah, and you know the slot where the film feeds in?
Yeah.
Well, I put my tongue in there, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go.
Yeah.
Well, I switched the machine on, and my tongue started going into the machine. It was wild. It was threading all around. It was going up and down and all around. But then it got jammed. My tongue was resting against the,
red-hot projector bulb?
Right. And I started smelling smoke. It was like I was cooking up a whole batch of,
country-style patty sausages?
Yeah. And I couldn't get it out. It was jammed. So I reached for one of those,
shrimp forks?
Yeah, and I just plucked it out of there. Boy. I hate when that happens.
I know what you mean.
Ooh.
Ow.
Ouch. I hate when that happens.
Tell me about it.
Ooh. I hate when I do that.
Oh, it's in me.
Today I was sitting on the stoop, not doing much, just burning the hair off my arms and my magnifying glass. And I reached for that,
6-inch replica of the Empire State Building?
Yeah, and I jammed it up my nose, you know, just to see how far in I could get it to go. Well, it only got up to the,
85th floor?
Yeah, so I took one of those,
things that you shake up and it snows inside?
Right, and I started whacking the bottom of that thing. Well, I must have hit it too hard, Frankie, because the point popped up out of the top of my head. I look weird, I did. I look like that,
Living unicorn in the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus?
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
No, what you mean. Sounds like the time I stapled bologna to my face.
It was more like the time I hammered the golf tee into my belly button.
Or like the time I threw my legs up over my head and scraped the back of my thighs with a cheese grater.
No, I think it was like the time I was at the bowling alley and I rested my head down on the,
ramp where the balls come back?
Yeah. Remember my head looked like,
Milkshake?
No,
Bag of puppy chow?
No, it was the,
Baboon's bum.
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
What's your name?
Well,
up on this table, pull off that gown, raise up that right leg, let that left one down. Pull off them stockings, that silk underwear. The doctor's got to cut your mama, Lord knows where. You got two or three tumors, shaped like a cue. Two or three leaks in your inner tube. Bring on that ether, bring on that gas. The doctor's got to cut your mama, yes, yes, yes. The doctor knows to fix it, the doctor knows just what to do.
Doctor, can I have a glass of water?
Oh, not now.
Oh, Doctor, I'm so sick.
Be quiet. Doctor ain't gonna hurt you.
Oh, what you gonna do with that long knife?
Oh, that's just a doctor's tool.
Oh, Doctor, what you gonna do with that saw?
Well, we take off legs with that, that's all.
Oh.
Be quiet. Just a moment. There you are. The doctor's through.
Oh, Doctor, what did you take out of me?
Oh, just a minute, and I'll tell you here. Four monkey ranches, two horse shades, a pair of old breeches and a bale of hay. Your ribs were kind of loosened. They moved about. If I hadn't have sewed you up, everything would fell out. I put in new tubes, tightened up the exhaust, went into your hood and cleaned your spark plugs off. Your body's kind of weak. Don't be hard. From now on, you be careful with them there connection rods.
All right, Doctor.
The doctor knows to fix it. The doctor knows just what to do.
Gee, Doctor, but I feel better.
That's so?
Yes, I feel kind of like I want to do a little mess around.
Fine, go ahead.
Oh, my, 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 my.
That's the way patients do that come to this doctor. They don't die. Now your body's kind of weak. Don't be hard. From now on, you be careful with them there connection rods.
All right, Doctor.
The doctor knows to fix it. The doctor knows just what to do.
Doctor, there's something wrong with me. I got symptoms that are hard to see. I know I'm building up some kind of disease, and you can help put my body at ease. I got a liver as big as all outdoors. As you can see, I've got some open sores. A big wart on the tip of my nose. Can't touch my knees without bending my toes. I got colitis, dermatitis, halitosis, trichinosis, hepatitis, arthritis. I don't have encephalitis, but I might have gingivitis. Magical, mystical, medical marijuana.
Yeah!
There's so many things that are wrong with me. Can't touch my nose without shaking my knee. Got no appetite, can't take a bite. But, you know, two roaches make a right. You hold the key to the dispensary. You can make my behavior exemplary. Sign me up and I'll pay the fee. Here's a list you just gotta see. I got adenoids, altoids, hemorrhoids, rheumatoids, colitis, arthritis. And I'm not sure mine with Michael Phelps or Johnny Unitas. Magical, mystical, medical marijuana. Of my woo-woo. I'm always done before I'm through. Hey, Doc, you can turn back the clock. That's why I came directly to you. I can feel its effects when I'm having sex. Makes me want to get back with my old ex. Here's a list you just gotta see. It's all right here. from A to Z. I got tuberculosis, halitosis, bronchitis, hepatitis, adenoids, hemorrhoids. And I'm not sharing my goods with Tiger Woods, even if tigers would. Magical, mystical, medical marijuana.
Yeah! Side effects may include reduced stress, rapid ear movement, increased appetite with a greater appreciation of cheese, and, short-term memory loss.
Dr. Casey, you're wanted for consultation.
Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. I got an ache in my heart. Oh, Dr. Kildare, oh, Dr. Casey. What treatment should I start?
2, 3, 4, tell the doctor where you're sore.
They told me find a cute boy and have him kiss you. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. I get so lonely I cry. Dr. Kildare or Dr. Casey, what do you prescribe?
2, 3, 4, have you felt this way before?
They told me find a cute boy and have him hug you. Calling Dr. Kildare and Dr. Casey. My emotions are dead.
6, 7, 8. Soon we'll have you feeling great.
They told me find a cute boy to say he loves you every morning and night, and then in no time, like magic, you're gonna feel alright. Oh, Dr. Kildare.
Yes.
Dr. Casey.
Yes.
I think you've discovered a new miracle drug. This is really the cure. Oh, I feel wonderful. I've never felt this way before.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce those perennial Broadway comedians of stage, screen, television, and radio in Dr. Cronkite and his only living patient. Now, here they are, Smith and Dale.
How do you do, sir?
Is this the office of Dr. Cronkite?
Yes, I'm his nurse.
His nurse? Is the doctor sick, too?
Here, take this chair.
Thank you. I'll take it on my way out. I don't feel good. I don't know. All of a sudden that
I... Oh, doctor, please, doctor. Oh, 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 doctor, oh, doctor, oh, doctor.
Oh,
doctor.
Oh, boy, I feel worse than he does.
Oh, doctor, no.
Terrible. I should have stood in bed. Well, he's dead. I'm going home.
Yeah, where are you going?
I'm going home. I forgot something.
What did you forget?
I forgot to stay home. Hey, what are they doing? Hanging a cow in there or what?
That's only a little boy.
A little boy.
Oh, here comes the doctor now.
The doctor's coming. I don't know where. Pardon me. Are you a doctor?
I'm a doctor.
I'm dubious.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Dubious. I'm not a doctor.
I'm still dubious.
Mr. Dubious, have you got any children?
I got 3 beautiful children, a boy and a girl.
3, a boy and a girl. Well, what's the other one?
So young, who can tell?
Well, what seems to be your complaint?
I don't know, but before I saw you, I saw another doctor.
Uh-huh.
He said I had snoo in my blood.
What did they tell you?
He told me I had snoo in my blood.
Snoo? What's snoo?
Nothing. What's new with you?
Yeah, no. What seems to be your ailment? What
do you know? Every time I eat a heavy meal, I don't feel so hungry after.
Oh, I see.
That's my problem.
What's the matter now?
I don't know. I just got a crick on my neck.
What do you mean, a crick? What
I don't
crick?
Know. This I can move.
Yeah, yeah.
But this side I can't.
Ah.
I don't know. Look at this. Look at my hand. Look how it's quivering. Look at how it's moving, doctor.
It's moving? That's moving. Did you ever have that before?
Yes.
Well, you got it again.
And I got rheumatism on the back of my neck.
You don't say.
It's a bad place to have rheumatism on the back of my neck.
No, where would you want a better place than on the back of your neck?
On the back of your neck?
Yeah. You go to Mount Clemens for your rheumatism.
Is that a good place for rheumatism?
Oh, that's the best place.
How do you know?
That's where I got mine.
My neck hurts me, doctor. Right. Now, I got a pain in the neck.
Yeah, you are. Sit down and open your neck.
Yes,
sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Mister, please, I got no patience.
I shouldn't have been here either.
Now, look me in the face.
I got my own trouble.
Oh, for pity's sake. How do you sleep?
How do I sleep?
Yeah.
Like this or sometimes like that?
Hey. No, I mean, how do you sleep at night? At night?
I can't sleep at night. I walk up and down all night.
Oh, you're a somnambulist.
No, I'm a night watchman.
Oh, I see. I'll just take off the coat.
Yes, sir.
Take off the coat, my boy. Take off the coat. Take off the coat, my boy. Take off the coat.
The coat is on.
Dum, 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 dum.
Rolling an organ cycle here. Tomorrow I'll bring you a bubble gum.
I like that. La de la de la de.
What are you blowing on this on the stethoscope?
I'm sterilizing the instrument. Everybody gets a sterilizing.
Yes, sir.
Now let me see.
You understand the whole case?
Yeah, the whole trouble of it's yours, you need eyeglasses.
I suppose if I had a headache, I would need an umbrella.
No. Put on the coat.
Yes,
put on the coat, my boy. Put on the coat. Because, Don.
Thank you for the concert.
Now, what do I owe you?
Now, you owe me $10, please.
$10 for what?
For my advice.
$10 for your advice.
That's right.
Well, Doctor, here is $2. Take it. That's my advice.
Why, you chiseler, you cheapskate, you've come in here, you cockamanian.
One more word from you, you'll only get a dollar.
Why?
That's the word.
Okay, as you may have noticed, the anesthesia is beginning to wear off. You will begin to have some tingling in your fingers and toes, which will eventually give way to intense pain. Give me $50, I'll have the nurse give you something on the way out the door. Start that section with Da Vinci's Notebook and Liposuction. I've known nothing about them, mostly because I didn't bother looking. Roddy Jackson, Hiccups. Billy Crystal and Christopher Guest from Saturday Night Live, like 20 years ago. We're still saying it. I hate when that happens. Georgia Tom Dorsey. Not Jimmy's brother, but Georgia Tom. And that was the Terrible Operation Blues. Female vocalist, unidentified. Medical marijuana from Captain Cannabis. We will have medical marijuana issues for you soon. Dr. X, I was a teenage brain surgeon, and I wish I could have found the Spike Jones version of that, but I couldn't. And then Smitty Williams, The Cure. That was, how many of you remember the great Casey Kildare Wars of the early 60s? It took the Beatles to settle that hash. You were either a Casey fan or a Kildare fan. I was a Casey fan because I liked Vince Edwards' gruff efficiency and Sam Jaffe's wacky wizardry as Dr. Zorba. And then Smith and Dale, think the original, I don't know. Dr. Cronkite and his only living patient, they did that routine so many times, they could do it in their sleep. It was the basis of the movie Sunshine Boys with George Burns. And that's about it. Next week, continuing in kind of the same vein, where are we going to be going to the dentist? Because that's what I've been doing all month. So I've suffered for my art, now it's your turn. So I'll see you next week. We got a couple of mystery tunes for you, one by somebody you've already heard today, and the other not. All right, I'll leave it to you to decide which one is which. So please stay healthy. If you can't stay healthy, stay insured, for Christ's sake. Okay, I'll see you next week. Have a good one. Bye.
Ascites,
edema,
appendix,
anemia,
embolus,
embryo,
eczema,
chain stokes,
empathy,
apathy,
A to B,
allergy,
autism,
autopsy,
arthroscopes, infarction,
infection,
induction,
injection,
inspection,
palpation,
phlebotomy,
mumps,
bicuspid,
bipolar,
bigeminal,
bicep,
teratogenic,
testicular lumps.
You must say things like dystiodokokinesia.
You can't say things like the patient's unable to clap their hands quickly together while turning one over and over and over and over and over.
Otherwise they'd know what you meant.
So you use Latin words instead.
So the buggers will never discover the meaning behind all the stuff that you said. Neurosis,
necrosis,
osmosis,
psychosis,
intestinal,
inguinal,
cystic fibrosis,
lordosis,
kyphosis,
PE,
halitosis,
and leptospirosis,
aortic stenosis. Dyspepsic,
dyslexic,
dementia,
depression,
paralysis,
parasite,
pleura,
pellagra,
angina,
andrology,
antidote,
antigen,
ventricle,
vertigo,
vomit,
Viagra. You must say things like micturate, defecate, intercourse.
You can't say things like pissing and shitting and fuck.
Although they're the same.
Although it's a pain.
You've got to use the Latin name.
Like hematuria
and steatorrhea,
cachexic,
pyrexic,
hepatic
and splenic,
iatrogenic.
But on the other hand, if they understand the phrases that you say,
just confuse and bemuse by using eponymous names.
Like hunters and ailers, Dan Loves, hurlers and turners and brown saccard. And if they understand that acronyms are twice as hard. You need a BCG, ECG, ECT, EEG, PET, CBT, HRT.
Hematocrit,
hemorrhage,
hemorrhoids,
heparin,
hand foot of mouth disease,
goiter, hematemesis,
maxilla,
axilla,
macula,
papula,
spatula,
scapula,
spermatogenesis. Avoid saying nutcase and mental and lunatic, fruitcake and screwy and mad.
Terms like bipolar and frank schizophrenia tend not to go down so bad.
So these are the words that are used.
But surgeons, of course, are excused.
We can't have them getting confused.
I would have you as you are. That's the way I love you. I'm so afraid that time and life may mellow and mature you. Afraid some clever analyst may in a decade cure you. Don't change your basic patterns, strange as they may be. The way you are, oh my darling, you never can belong to anybody else but me. I love your streak of cruelty, your psychopathic lies, the homicidal tendencies shining in your eyes. Don't change your psychic structure, weird as it may be. My lonely days with very deep anxiety. I love your endless fantasies, your morbid little tears. You make me feel so needed, sweet, with your countless fears. Don't change your old neuroses, they're what make you mine. Don't you ever change a lick. No, stay darling, stay way under par. Stay darling, stay constant as a star. Stay darling, stay